This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. The following is my interview with Jenna Hayes. It has been many years since I've interviewed Jenna, so this was a nice one. We did it on the floor of the Adult Expo in January of 2007 in the Jules Jordan video booth. She was just on the verge of the AVN Awards and very excited, very busy. Kind of a quick interview, but I hope you like it. I had a good time with it, and let me know what you think. Drop me a line, Rog at RogReviews.com. Thank you.
Trying to take pictures of me as I'm sitting here.
Wow. Can you talk and take pictures at the same time?
It's crazy, dude. Like, seriously, look at all these people trying to take pictures of me.
Because you're Jenna fucking Hayes.
I thought that was Taylor fucking Rain.
Who cares? You're Jenna Hayes. That's
somebody mistook me for Taylor Rain the other day, and I was like, we both have dark hair and stuff, but...
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now you both have, Rog Reviews Fan Favorite Awards.
Oh, she has one?
Yeah,
she won
Fan Favorite a couple years ago, like 3 years ago.
Very cool. So what are the questions today?
Well, let's talk about why you're so busy today. We got AVN tonight. You're up for a bunch of nominations.
Done. I don't want to talk about it too much, but yeah, I'm up for a whole bunch of awards, so.
So Jenna Hayes' Dark Side, obviously, kicked ass.
Yes, thank you. I loved it. It was awesome. I want to make a part two, but I don't know if my boyfriend's going to be down for that. But I've already had like 20, 30 people say, when are you going to make the second part? And I'm like, I want to, but we'll see.
What was the best part about that movie?
My interracial,
Marcus?
To say. That was awesome.
Hot?
That was really awesome. That and the girl with Tory Lane was awesome. And Scott Nails' dick in my ass.
Scott Nails has a big dick.
He does. I took him and Rocco in my ass. Not at the same time, of course. But I'm very proud of that.
Wow, you're giving me good questions here. We can roll right from that to Rocco in your ass. That was Fashionistas 2.
Yes.
That scene is up for best scene, right?
No, it's not. That scene did not get a nomination. I was so upset about that because I thought Trish nominated it. Trisha nominated it, but she pre-nommed it and it didn't get nominated, didn't make the cut. And I was so upset that it didn't make the cut because I think that was one of the best scenes I've done all year.
That scene is arguably the best scene of the year. It was you.
Everyone says it's the best scene in the movie, too.
You and Rocco and Gianna, who has boobs bigger than your head.
Yes, it was awesome. It was really cool because we're so different looking. It was really cool to work with her. And that way, like in that scene, the fans get a little bit of a bolt,
Perfect. A little girl.
Little girl, big girl. What else do you want?
But the little girl took more of the big cock in her ass.
Yeah, Gianna doesn't do anal, so...
So it had to be you.
You know what? It was so, like, in the scene, too. He sticks his cock in my ass right at the beginning, and I go, oh, ow. I was like, oh, that is big, But once he got it worked, then it was good. It was really good. I'm very proud of myself for that one.
Now, speaking of big cocks in your ass, and yes. I almost always am, I just saw a Mike John movie with you and Layla Starr.
Yes.
Doing Steve Holmes,
yes.
And that's another very large penis that went into your ass.
Yes.
Way, way, way into your ass.
Yes, I know. I'm very talented at that.
Apparently you are.
Apparently I am.
Now,
that's
what?
Awesome.
We could say that you were born to have big dicks in your ass, couldn't we?
You could say that.
I think you should say that.
I was born to have a big cock in my ass.
That's my new ring. That's my new cell phone ring. Anytime Jenna Hayes calls, that's...
Aw, that would be cute. Can you do that?
Yes.
Oh.
There are programs you can convert.
Do that. I want to have my phone moan or be like Ashley calling me. Sorry, Jules calling me.
You can do that. Some phones you can do that on. You can record
really?
It on your phone.
Not mine.
My wife has it. When I'm calling her, it's my voice. And when home
That's
is calling,
cute.
It's my son.
Never met Mrs. Rod.
She doesn't come to these.
What does she think of your porn affiliation? Oh, look, I'm turning the interview back.
I know. She's very, very happy that I am, A, working from home, B, writing, which she knows I love, and that's all that really matters to her.
That's awesome. You're wearing my team, by the way.
My team, too.
Yeah.
And that's really what matters to her. And she doesn't come to Vegas because I have 4 days in Vegas to do whatever.
That's crazy.
It's...
I'm not a fan of Vegas, to tell you the truth.
It's a strange city.
Yeah.
But you all probably only come for these, right?
Yeah, I came. Actually, me and Jules came up here for our anniversary this year and spent a couple days.
If you come back in March when it's kind of mellow, it's a nicer place.
I'm not much of a drinker. I'm not much of a gambler, and I don't like cigarette smoke.
That's a problem.
So it kind of kills me. It's like, what the fuck is here for me? Except for the shopping. The shopping is amazing.
Okay, good. Do you have to burn your clothes when you go home from the smoke smell?
No, I just get them dry cleaned.
I feel like
right.
I have to burn them when I get home. Anyway, back to you and big cocks in your ass and all that stuff. You did quite a bit of work this year after being a contract girl, a girl-only contract girl for a long time.
For 3.5 years.
You were missing the dick.
I was missing the dick. It was really good. The first boy-girl scene I shot when I came back was the blow bang for Dark Side. That was the first one, and I was really a little overwhelmed because I hadn't slept with anybody else besides Jules and my ex-boyfriend in about 4 years. So it was a little, like, nerve-wracking to have my first one be with 5 guys, like, right at once, you know?
And why didn't he call me for that one? I could have done that.
You could have done that.
But you didn't call.
Your wife would kill you.
My wife doesn't care.
Really? Look at you. Well, now that you gave me some awards, I might have to.
No, now that I've given you awards, you don't need to.
Yeah.
I lost my leverage.
Aww.
You just don't love me. You never have loved me.
I do, too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Dude, you almost got me in the business when I was, like, 18. Come on.
Instead, I almost got arrested for hanging out in the food court looking for teenage girls.
Sorry.
I almost approached some girl.
I'm sorry.
Joey.
I'm sorry, okay? I got chicken shit.
You'll make up for it.
I will.
Yeah.
But
anyway.
So I've been doing all this stuff for Zero Tolerance and Third Degree. I have my interactive for them coming out on February 14th.
Who was the guy in that one?
There was like 3 or 4 different guys. There was actually 16 real cum shots in that movie.
Wow.
It took us 4 to 5 days total to shoot it. It was amazing. It's like one of the best interactives I've ever seen. There's so much more to it. Most interactives, like my last one, didn't have any anal in it. It didn't have real cum shots. It didn't have, like, any options to it. So I was really disappointed. I had a lot of people, like, give me bad shit about that.
Is that the one for Anarchy?
No, that was the one through Jill Kelly Productions.
Oh,
it was called
My
Sex Kitten, Jenna Hayes. And it was really bad. And I never even got paid for that, by the way. So when I went shopping to do an interactive again, I talked to everybody. I found out which one would be the most interactive for my fans. The one I did has 3 different, you can have me naked, you can have me in 3 different outfits, you can fuck me in every position that you want, you get to fuck me fast, you get to fuck me slow, you can come in me or you can come on me. And I also do a single blowjob, double blowjob, you can pick whether I swallow or on the face in each one. And you get to watch me masturbate in like 4 or 5 different ways, you get to pick and choose, and you get to see me with a girl.
Which girl?
Electra Blue.
Nice.
Yeah, I like her a lot. She's a lot of fun.
All right, cool. Sounds like that. Yeah, that's coming out, right?
Yes, coming out February 14th from Zero Tolerance. It's Interactive Sex with Jenna Hayes.
Sounds very
and
good.
I'm doing a signing tour for them around.
Yeah,
the
I just saw downstairs.
February.
It was crazy.
It was nuts.
Oh my!
It's wait till I get up here. It'll be even crazier.
I know. If I'm getting out of here.
Yesterday I signed up here for 4 hours straight. I had a line around the booth. And it never got any smaller the entire time I was here. I was like, I'm shocked that there's so many people here to see me. Absolutely shocked.
Of course it never got any smaller when you're around. You're used to that. Things get bigger when you're around.
What? You know, it's just weird because I still see myself as this like stoner girl from Orange County. Like,
fans
and stuff, it's just like, it's surreal to me sometimes. You know, when I go to Quiznos and the guy goes, oh my god, you're my favorite porn star. And I'm like, oh god, just make my sandwich, please. You know, it gets to be a little...
Is that a little creepy that the guy making your sandwich jerks off to you?
It's a little weird, right? But, you know, it's cool.
Now, you probably hear from a lot of the fans how much they love you. And let's face it, they love you for porn, and when guys watch porn, they jerk off.
Yes, and I love that. When I make my movies, I think about all the guys that are going to jack off.
Okay, you love the idea of it. Do you want to hear it, though, when you're here signing? Do you want to hear the guy say, I love to bust a nut all looking at your face?
Doesn't bother me.
No?
No. I've had the weirdest thing said to me, so...
What? Well, all right, what's the... Well, let's start with nice. What's the nicest thing someone said to you over these 4 days?
That I'm much more beautiful in person. I've had about 6 or 7 people tell me that just today.
Aww.
So that's always cool.
Totally not true, by the way.
What? That's so mean. That's not nice.
It was a joke. She
nice.
Totally is.
This interview's over. I'm just kidding.
I rescind my AVN vote.
Did you get to vote for AVN? Oh, you are awesome.
I'm an AVN voter, I am.
Yeah, did you vote for me?
I can't tell you.
Damn.
I can't tell you.
Yeah. You're great.
Wait, that depends.
This man's gonna get a blowjob.
How far is my dick gonna go into your mouth today?
Hey, if my man over there approves it, you know, he's my boss.
He doesn't like me much, so.
Yes, he does. Don't be silly.
Anyway, the nicest thing was that. Now, what's the weirdest
that,
or...
That they were never into porn until they saw me. That's always a good one, that I started them off. Or that I've gotten their girlfriend to do anal. because they've watched my movies.
That's hot.
That's a good one, too. My girlfriend never did anal until she saw your movies. That's great.
Now, what about the guys that come up and say, I kept trying to get my girlfriend to do anal because I watched your movies and she left me?
They don't say that, but I do have some guys who come up to me and tell me that their girlfriend is jealous, so they can't, you know, take home a sign thing, or they ask me to write something totally normal instead of, like, fuck my slutty ass like I usually write, you know?
Some girls get jealous. Do you get jealous?
A little bit.
Jules,
I think it's a human emotion to get
jealous. Jules throws himself in scenes sometimes.
Yes, a lot.
Does that bother you?
A little bit, but, you know.
Do you think it bothers him to watch you get, you know,
No. Nailed
in the ass by Steve Holmes?
Not at all.
No?
No.
So he'd be totally cool if I just took you in the back and... Yeah? No, you wouldn't be totally cool, but he would.
He'd be cool if he was filming it. That's his
nice.
Joke. He's cool if it's filming it.
And he's going to ask me to open up, and that's not good.
No, you just want to fuck, right?
I just want to fuck you.
Fuck all the camera angles.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get a little jealous. It's hard from, like, I was in a serious relationship before where we were completely monogamous with each other. So it's a little difficult. It wasn't, when I first started dating, it wasn't so hard. But then as I fell in love with him, it got a little harder. But, you know, it's getting easier and easier. I know that it's different than what we have at home, so. What we have at home is special.
It's so special.
It's so special.
All right, what's the weirdest thing someone said to you?
I had to sign a guy's ass once.
His ass?
That was a little weird, and it was really hairy. Yeah, I'm just finishing up this. That's fine.
All right, we're getting to hurry up here.
Okay.
You have a website, yes?
Yes, JennaHayes.com. It's getting revamped. It just got the new front page up just the other day, so.
That all got taken care of, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That all got taken care
cool.
of. Thank you very much. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to have live web shows and everything I've always wanted with my site that never happened.
So now you'll be interacting with the fans. That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Evil webmasters.
Evil webmasters. They can be bad sometimes.
You know, Aurora Snow lost her site because her webmaster shut her out of the account.
Really? Remember? See, fuck that shit.
Remember what I told you?
Uh-huh.
Either you keep it or let me keep it.
Yeah. I trust you, dude. I know you're not going to screw
She didn't
you.
Do it, and now she can't. Sides yeah. down, she can't get it back.
That's screwy. It's really screwy. But yeah, I have that, and that's going to be up soon. And then I also have my MySpace page where people can write me and ask me questions. I try to get back to them as soon as possible, but I have 20,000 unanswered messages right now, and it's getting a little crazy. I'm almost up to 60,000 friends on there, and it's like...
That's wild.
Yeah.
Now, last thing before you go, there's a long line here.
Yeah.
You're up for Performer of the Year.
Yes.
You going to win?
No.
Who's going to win?
Hillary Scott.
If you couldn't win,
who do you want to win? Bella Donna.
Okay. With you back in the mix, who should win?
Me.
There we go. That's it.
The only reason I think I should win is because I, like all these girls that are nominated, have been doing that stuff for 2 years now. I pushed myself, you know, I pushed my limits. I did stuff I'd never done before. And I really think I stretched myself, you know what I mean? I put myself out there. I went from one extreme to another. So that's why I think I should win it. And plus, I did my first interracial, I did my first glow bang, I did a DP, and I did Rocco. And I think right there, that's like...
Okay, well,
all
right. Final thing. Yes. You did win the fan favorite on my side. What do you have to say to the people who voted you?
Oh, I did win the fan. Yeah, I won the fan. I didn't win the critic.
No, you were close.
I think that's awesome. Thank you guys for voting, you know. That's really cool. That's the same thing with the Fame Award that I won for my best butt. I wouldn't have got it without you guys. My fans are my livelihood.
You finished second 1 year, didn't you?
What?
The Rods one.
Yeah, I did.
This time you won.
I lost to Bisexual Brittany because she was offering people who voted for her free porn. That's so cheesy.
But this time you won without offering anything.
Well,
you offered your ass to Rocco. That's how you won. So, you know, that works. Congratulations. Good luck tonight. You're awesome. We love you.